right, fans, here we go. With 90 seconds to go, 90 seconds of warm-up left, we are ready to bring you volleyball action, Penguin style, from the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn and Hunter Hornstein taking you the distance tonight. The Penguins welcoming in the Oaks from Menlo College down in Atherton, right here in sunny southern, south of the northern border, I should say, in Northern California.
Southern Northern California?
Well, we're in the south part of the Conlon Center, let's put it that way. South part of campus here at Dominican University.
That'll work.
Hunter has some pregame notes, and he'll bring them to you now.
Hi, everybody. Happy to have you with us wherever you're tuned into. Hunter Hornstein alongside Stuart Horn. We welcome you into the broadcast booth here on the south side of the Conlon Center in Northern California. Just getting ready to wrap up the warm-ups are the Menlo Oaks, the Dominican University of California Penguins at 0-6. Head coach Gail Stammer in her first season, welcoming Menlo College at 3-7. They're headed by Daniel Race in his second season. Menlo, 3-7, have three more wins than the Penguins, so the Penguins are going to have to go up against a team that has made a name for themselves in the Cal Pac Conference, a conference in which the Penguins used to be in the NIIA, and the Penguins now making the jump to NC Division II athletics. Menlo staying in the Cal Pack. As the teams line up for the introductions, Menlo is going to have to look at some Stephanie Mondarine. Mondarine, who is a starter for tonight's game. She is out of San Clemente, California in Southern California. She was last week Menlo College, which is their own personal accolades. She was last week's player of the week. Menlo has won 3 of 4 in the Warrior Classic tournament this past weekend, so they're coming in a little hot. You know, 3 out of 4 wins ain't too bad. So they will be coming in, and they'll be able to try to upend the Penguins. The Penguins looking for their first win of the season, looking to get off the schneid. Back with all the play-by-play, as well as the starting lineups. Here is the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Hunter. We are also... Well, we're listening to the overhead announcements now. And fans, if you would like to watch tonight's match, you can do so by going to AmericaOne.com. And for a nominal charge, they will send you the live video feed, which will be accompanied by our live radio call. Of course, the radio broadcast is always free, but if you'd like to watch it, AmericaOne.com. The starters for the Oaks under head coach Daniel Race. He'll be sending out number 3, Amanda Sutter, 5'10" outside hitter. She's a senior out of Orange Vale, California by Sacramento. Number 5 is Jessica Attau, a 5'5" senior out of San Leandro. Number 8 is Stephanie Mondarine, a 5'9" junior out of San Clemente, California. That is Southern California, by the way, Hunter, as you know. Number 9 is Selena Bum, a 5'8" junior out of San Jose. Number 13 is Emelina Garcia, 5'8" senior. Number 15 is Camille Miller, a 5'9" junior out of Chico, and Bailey Blackney. Number 23 is a 6'1" freshman out of Napa. You can follow us, by the way, fans, on Twitter at twitter.com/DominicanSports or at Dominican Sports. Also want to say thank you to Brandon Davis for the pre-game information from B. And for the starters for the Penguins out of Dominican University of California under head coach Gail Stammer. She is assisted by Jason Cole and Laurel Grant and Jake Spain. Number 4 is Jessica Jones, a 5'9" sophomore out of Sacramento. Number 9 is Lauren Clark, a 5'11" sophomore out of Chula Vista. Number 10, Rhea Falealili, the 5'9" sophomore out of Long Beach. Number 12 is Skylar Moon, a 6-foot junior out of Cambria. Number 15 is Samantha Raines, a 6-foot freshman out of Placerville. And number 17 is Sarah Bain, the 5'9" junior from Aloha, Oregon. That is Hunter's hometown. We have all kinds of neat stuff going on tonight. Actually, Hunter's from Long Beach, but sometimes we say he's from Aloha.
My hometown changes, ladies and gentlemen, every single broadcast, it seems like.
You never know.
But I'm from all over the place.
Aloha and mahalo to you too, Hunter. Also, we'll have Brian Sanchez in the audience with the wireless setup, and DJ Ray Ray. They'll be out there to get the opinions of People in the crowd, we are now ready for the national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. All right, fans, that concludes the national anthem. And we are ready for volleyball. Stammer style. Coach Stammer in front of the broadcasting area right now. Both teams out on the floor. A low five under the net. Penguins occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center off to our left. The Penguins will be moving from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Hunter is alongside. We are high atop the eastern wall of the Conlin Center, looking down on center court. The Penguins looking to get the first win of the season. A non-conference event. But an important match nonetheless, Hunter.
Absolutely. At 0-6, DU right now looking to get some sort of consistency going. Last time out against Holy Names, going out in three, a clean sweep. And games 1 and 3 didn't look too bad. Game 2, they fell apart. I mean, miscommunication, silly mistakes. So you want to build off the momentum that you had from Game 3, a much closer game, much cleaner game. Still, you didn't get the win. However, a lot of positives can be taken out of that game. 0-6, looking to get off the schneid here for Gail Stammer and her second season at the helm.
The Penguins will start conference play Saturday night at Academy of Art. Keep an eye on the radio.dominican.edu website for our next home broadcast, which comes in 10 days. And we will be in the thick of things by then. Tonight, a last goodbye to the preseason, any way you look at it. The Penguins against their longtime nemesis, the Oaks from Menlo College out of Atherton. Both teams on the floor, and it looks like we are ready for volleyball. So they say. We are waiting for the officials to get in place. Talked to Coach Stammer just a few minutes ago, talked to her about the loss against Holy Names from just 4 nights ago. She said tonight they're going to attempt to simplify things. Deleted a few plays, get it back to basics. Too much internal noise. The team needs to simplify. Otherwise, everything's good. The team is looking very good, by the way. Well-oiled, I like to say. Here we go. Officials are out on the floor. We're waiting for the referee 1 to get up on the ladder. That's a long climb. He's down at the bottom, but it's kind of like Mount Everest. You know, it takes forever to get up there. So now they'll sub out. The Penguins will sub in Lachelle Roulon as a technicality to bring in the libero player. That technicality out of the way. Here we go, fans. 7:07. September 14th, 2011, on the West Coast in good old California.
Don't mess with it. It's going.
All right, we're back. Here we go.
That's why we got this.
But if you can go check, that'd be great. Here we go. Oaks on offense with the service. Penguins on defense. The Penguins rip it over to the left side to Samantha Raines with the killer, and the block goes out of bounds. Penguins pick up the first point of the night, Hunter.
Nice job by the Penguins getting off to the quick start. They did it against Holy Names. They can do it again here against Menlo. They're going to need to keep it going, though, to pull out this win.
First service by Jones for the mighty DUs. The setup over to the left edge for Miller. Miller is able to find her offensive player. Jones just helps it back over as the Penguins were off balance. Now they rip it back over to number 3, Amanda Sutter. Sutter fires one to the back row, and it's a killer one up.
Nice job by Sutter there to get the Menlo Oaks back even here. Nice job by the Penguins, though, defensively. Unfortunately, Sutter there found a hole in the defense, a really precise hit. Penguins, though, playing well early on.
Here's the serve by the Oaks. Selena Baum, the 5'8 junior. She gets off a good one. The Penguins return it with a ton of heat. They get it back over to Sutter, goes back row. Jones, 10th row of the grandstand point, Oaks. Thank you. Okay, so now the Penguins are back on defense, and the service by Bum. B-U-M-B. Back row. Roulon bumped it up, and a poor bump by Roulon. She was trying to get it into the front row for the set by Sarah Bain, but overshot Bain. It got over the net, and in perfect position for the Oaks to let it fly. This one to Jones. Back row, Rhea bumped up. Set over. Bain hot, helps it, but nothing on it. Over to the left side, Sutter. Oh, with the block and Rain. Oh, somehow the Oaks get it back after Rain set it. Now Rain with a dink move. Picked up by Sutter. Out of bounds. Penguins with the point. 3-2. Penguins trailing, but the Penguins will have the service advantage. Lauren Clark to serve it up for DU, the 5'11 sophomore. Number 9 is Clark. Goes back row. Set over to Emelina Garcia. She goes right side. Dinked. Uh-oh, trouble. Now Reigns into the middle. Jones back row. Bumped up over to Clark. The Penguins on defense now into the back row. Oh, and it lands just in Hunter on the back row, right in the center, 4-2 Oaks.
That's a tough break there for the Penguins. The Penguins have been playing really well so far. Unfortunately, Menlo is just getting that extra oomph, the extra push to get that ball inside the lines for their points.
Sutter to serve now. The Penguins like to see her get off of the front row. She goes very deep, but Rulin picked it up. I think it was going to be long. In fact, I'm positive, but you need to make that split-second decision. She did. Penguins now on defense. Mondrian over. Now the Penguins set it up to Rhea. Back row in the corner, and it falls.
Nice job by Rhea. She's been looking for that point all night. It took her a while to get it going against Holy Names. Now it looks like she's locked in and loaded, ready to go. The former PacWest Freshman of the Year.
Samantha Reigns to serve now. She runs up on it, just over the tape, barely. Now a back set. Oaks to Reigns, and Reigns bumped it up, but she had no Penguin anywhere near the fall. 5-3 Oaks, and that was a great kill shot by Bailey Blackney, a 6'1" freshman out of Napa.
Now, Blackley's the only freshman in the starting lineup, and you're talking about two very different teams. The Lady Oaks with four seniors, a junior, and only a freshman in that starting lineup, whereas the Penguins, a very young, sophomore-laden squad.
Out of Orem, Utah is Angie Larson, a 5'6" junior. She's back to serve for the Oaks at 5'3". The Penguins with another poor bump, but they get away with this one. Rulin to Jones, back row. Sutter falls back over to Larson, right side trouble. Oh, and the Penguins with a massive block. It comes off the arm of Larson, and the DU's with a .54 when it looked like it was going to be Menlo point.
How big was Skylar Moon there, this 6-foot junior transfer out of Cabrillo College going up for the block, something the Penguins haven't seen in a while.
The 6-footer played a 10-foot play there. Oh, and the Penguins into the net. It's dug out, and somehow the Oaks pick it back up. I thought the Penguins were going to get one there, but somehow Menlo keeps it alive. Larson gets it back over. Rhea calls for it. She takes it. Sutter with the bump. Now the set. Oaks back over to Blackney. Back row, and it's in. That's a great play as the Penguins collapsed on the net. Blackney saw the seam way in the back of the court and took it. 6-4 Oaks. Side out Oaks. Mondrian to serve. She bounces it 4 or 5 times. Looks over to the coach. Gets position. Runs up on it. A beautiful diving, top-spinning serve. A nightmare if you're on defense. The Penguins handle it cleanly. Get it over to Larson. Now to the right side. Moving over his bum. She takes it across. Jones answers into the net. Oh, Jones answers it twice.
How about Jessica Jones, the sophomore? My goodness, the outside hitter, 5'9", out of Sacramento, California. Not only did she deliver a punishing hit, she was able to recover in time for the block in front of the net there, and definitely helped the Penguins out there all by herself.
Punishing is right, and then she was right there to pick up the defensive winner. Outside after the Penguins serve, bump. Knocks it into the net from midcourt left side, looking for the killer. 6-6. The Penguins have managed to tie it. A great match so far. Game 1, best of 5. Here's Rulin to serve. She's way out there on the left corner, about 10 feet behind the line. Miscommunication. Sutter got wrapped up with bum into the back row. Oh, and that one lands on the line, and it's Menlo point.
I don't think any of these close calls have gone the Penguins' way. Yeah. Menlo is somehow finding a way to just slightly get it inside the line there. Hopefully once or twice they can hit it just a little too hard, but right now precision hitting by the Oaks.
7-6 Oaks. Blackney out. Garcia, Emelina Garcia to serve it up. She goes deep, and the Penguins let it fly. And right at the last second, Jones looked up, decided to let it go. It's 7-7, and Hunter's drinking one right now.
Just in the nick of time there, Stu. It looked like Garcia. She had a good serve and a little too much on it, though, however, and it goes right out. Nice read by Jessica Jones. That ball coming right at you was a tough read. She was able to make the veteran move, though. Good move for a sophomore.
Lardner was in there for a while, didn't get a whole lot of air time. She's been yanked, and Baines back in. This one finally hits the just beyond the back line on the attempted killer by Menlo. And the Penguins, for the first time tonight, Hunter, go up by one, 8-7, DU to serve. And here's the serve by Bang. She goes back row, set up over to Bum. Bum lets it fly into the, oh, Chili, the Penguin, wow, was actually involved in the play, but somehow the Penguins kept it alive. Jones over the top of Chili. Oh, no. This one lands just outside the line, trying to get the coach to go with it with Samantha Reigns. So Jessica Jones ran over toward the grandstands. The ball was way out of play, and Chili the Penguin almost got hit in the head with a live ball. Jones played it just off of the side of Chili, and they kept it back in play, but ultimately the Penguins had to cough that one up, 8-up.
Jessica Jones just doing it all right now.
Yeah, that was great. You're right. She's carrying the team the last 3 or 4 points.
Absolutely.
Outside over to Reigns. When it rains, it pours. She pours one in there. This one's alive. Reigns dives for it. Rulin helps it back over. Oh, man, what a play by the DUs. Back set, Menlo. Back row, deep. 9-8, Penguins. Oh, man, what a play. That was sweetness right there. Reigns, I think Reigns made that whole first half of that play happen.
Penguins playing with a little bit more of a sense of urgency, it seems like, Stu, than last time out against Holy Names.
I'll go with that. Something about it, I'm not sure. There's the short set by Menlo. Now a back set. They were met with a gigantic rejection. And Rulin's clapping her hands, but actually the point goes to Menlo, 9-up.
Yeah, it looks like Bum in there got the ball, was able to find a seam in the defense in the back row.
Bum to serve. She goes over to Jones in the back left corner. Now they work it up to Rhea, who softly dinks it up. Out of bounds. Falealili lets it fall at her feet, 10-9. Good eye there by Rhea.
Absolutely, and that's something you look for in a young player, especially one that won the 2010 PacWest Player of the Year. Rhea's a very smart player. Not only does she have a strong arm, very smart on the court.
Now the service by the Penguins falls, rolls over the tape. Here's the big overhand whack job by Mondarine, and it's met with a big defensive wall on the part of the Penguins. The Penguins threw up a you can't knock a ball through a block of ice, and that's what the Penguins threw up. 10-90.
Not at all. The Twin Towers, the 2 6-footer, Skylar Moon, the transfer, and then the true freshman, Samantha Reigns, went up, and they're laughing about it now. This is something that the Penguins have not had in recent years.
Amanda Sutter, the 5'10 senior out of Orangevale, serves it up. And now they get it to Jones, goes back corner. Oh, boy, that was so close. But the referee from the NC2A was right on top of it. Indication with the flag is out.
I'm not going to question his judgment there, Stu, but that looked like a very solid
hit. They
gave
him 2 points. It's now 11-10. I thought the Penguins were up by one. I must be wrong. 11-10, Oaks. Must be my mistake. Back corner, this one
that
is in after the killer is laid in there by the DU Skylar Moon, the 6-foot junior. That was a great play by Moon. That was a moonshot.
Samantha Reigns is going to take a seat. In comes the sophomore, Kelsey Lardner.
Lardner's back in there to serve. She goes back right corner to bring it up for the DU's number 6. 4 aces on the board, 11 up, and Lardner puts it in the net. And you'll notice, fans, that when the Penguins put one in the net, Hunter and I are generally left speechless. Not with the momentum going, but we always say the same thing. It's never a good time to put one in the net. If there were a good time, I guess that would have been it. 11 all. You don't want to do it late in the game.
And that's something the Penguins have been doing of late.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. 12-11. Now the DUs are trailing. In the back to Jones. Bumps it way up. Left side, Rhea. Big time. Oh, saved by the DUs. There's Jones again. Oh, a back set over the net by Falealili. You don't see that very often. Now shanked off the side of her hand was Mondarine, and somehow it ended up right in Rhea's face. She got it up. She didn't expect it. Nobody did. Now Mondarine unleashes the fury. Back up. Oh, helped across. Nobody expected that one either. Now here come the Oaks, jumping up on it. Rulin, bumped up. Left side. Moon!
Wow.
Moon!
My goodness.
Yeah, Moon, 12 up.
One of the most exciting series we've had. I mean, everyone was involved there. Falealili with the attempted kill. Sarah Bain helping the ball over, and then Skylar Moon ending it. And don't forget about Jessica Jones, who made a couple of very key digs.
You're absolutely right. Jones has been everywhere tonight. Man, she is hot as a pistol right now. 12 up. Penguins on defense. They handle it. Rulin Here's Jones, dink, softly. Oh, brother, diving in was ruling from the back row. There was no way she could do it. It got wrapped up in the net fans. 13-12, Penguins trail. In the last 5 minutes of play or so, it has not been more than 1 point either way.
And even though Menlo got that point, I like the way that Roulon was able to come in and help Jessica Jones there. The communication you can see is a lot better than a couple of nights ago.
Mondrian serves, back row, Lardner bump. Set, Jones, softly. Oh, brother. The Oaks are in perfect position. Now a big opportunity by Bum, and the Penguins handle it. Jones bumped up, loose ball, 14-12 Oaks. Jones couldn't, she can't do it all. She was trying, but she got a hand on that one, but couldn't keep it in play.
And here come the Oaks. The Oaks now with a sense of rejuvenation, the entire bench on their feet. The Penguins are going to have to stop this aggressive onslaught.
Out of San Clemente, the 5'9 junior is Mondrian. She serves it up, the Penguins. Left side, Moon. Back corner, Moon. Point, Penguins, 14-13. Good crowd on hand tonight, fans. If you're in the area, come on by the Conlon Center. Otherwise, we're happy to have you on the air. Broadcasting worldwide from Mumbai to Dubai, from San Fran to Japan.
Lauren Clark comes in for Skylar Moon.
Moon to the bench, Clark in, short set to real Filialili's feet, and the short set over to Blackney, and that one really worked, Hunter.
Yeah, for a freshman out of Napa, California, Blackney made some really good plays earlier, and she saw that nobody was really anywhere near the middle of the court, everyone crashing the net or staying back, anticipating a big hit, and she just, you know, went up with the big hit, look, arm cocked back, and just slightly helped it across in front of a diving Rhea Filialili.
Emelina Garcia, number 13, the libero player for the Oaks, will serve it up now, the 5'8 senior, 15-13. Penguins trail in game one. Now there's the whistle indicating we are ready for some live volleyball, and the ball is live. And it's in the back row, and the Penguins let it fall, and it lands inbounds. And Chili, the Penguin, even looks dejected.
Not a good read there by Lachelle Roulon. Her and Jessica Jones both watch that. It looks like Katie Batchelder and Jones are going to switch sides. Batchelder now in the middle, Jones on the far side to the left.
Straight out of Quincy, and this one is served, is Batchelder. This one is served into the net by Garcia, and that's a gift for the Penguins who were bleeding, leaking oil, something terrible there. 16-14 it should be.
And that gift came at the perfect time. And 16-14 is correct. They say 16-13 on the board. I'm not entirely sure what's going on with that.
Well, I don't know, but it should be 16-14, I believe. It still says 13, and now it lands out. Now it's 14.
Now it says 14.
And now they'll switch it to 15, in fact.
And that was another gift there by the Menlo. As I was saying earlier, the gifts are coming, and they're coming at a right time, keeping the Penguins in this game, and more importantly, giving them back possession of the ball.
Should be 15.
Should be 15, Hunter. There we go. Now they finally got it right. And over to the left side. And the Penguins, oh, with a nice play by the DU's reins. She lets it fly, and the Menlo answers with a big defensive stop. 17-15, Penguins trail game one.
Yeah, that was Larson once again with the good hit on the far side, the left side, if you're looking on your TV screen, if you're watching on the America One Network.
All right, a timeout has been called. I'm looking for Brian Sanchez in the crowd. I don't see him. Do you see him?
He's right in front of us.
Oh, do you have your hand on the mic? Here we go.
Brian Sanchez here with DU student Tyler Peterson. Tyler, I understand this is your first volleyball game.
This is my first game. This is my first game. I'm really excited. Thank you.
How much fun is it being in these stands?
It's awesome. We're doing really well. We're a little behind right now, but we'll get up. We'll catch up. We'll win this game.
Like you said, the girls are right in here in this game. Do you think this is the first win for these girls?
Well, I think this is their first win. This is going to be their first win and the first of many.
That's the confidence I like. Now, we've seen some good play. Anything you have to comment on?
They're doing a great job. I noticed that Menlo is serving sort of well, but we're not. But we gotta
cut down on the unforced errors, right? Back to you at the booth.
All right, thank you very much, Brian Sanchez, in the crowd. Hey, I like that wireless setup. When we go to a timeout, we'll go to B-San in the crowd and let him talk to some of the fans.
Absolutely, our new little toy there, Stu, yeah. That we're able to put a person in the crowd.
That's pretty cool.
Get to talk to some of the students, some of the parents.
Yeah,
unique
like
perspective.
Next is the serve by Menlo. We're back underway with Jessica Attow, a 5'5" senior. She serves it up, and the DUs return it nicely. Oh, bumped into Batchelder's midsection. Uh-oh, Batchelder hit her. It jammed her left thumb, and I think I might be the only guy in the place to see it. No, Batchelder? No, I thought the coach saw it.
No, she's still grabbing it. She's not making any fuss, though, it looks like, Stu. She's a tough girl. She's going to stay in there, but definitely favoring that left thumb.
Ashley Sand has come into the game, but Batchelder stays. And she just got nailed right in the thumb on that winner in the previous series. And now Menlo answers again with a defensive block, 19-15. The Penguins trail by four.
You mentioned Ashley Sand entering the game, number 18, wearing the goggles. This is her first appearance at the Collin Center. Did not make an appearance last game, still nursing from a sprained ankle suffered in the preseason.
All right, fans, I think we're going to try this again with Brian Sanchez. We have a one-minute timeout, and we'll go into the audience with DJB.
Brian Sanchez here with Mrs. Batchelder, the mother of our own Katie Batchelder. And I understand she's a transfer student. How is she enjoying school so far?
She's loving every minute of it. Coming from a small town of 5,000 into San Rafael, it's quite a different thing for her.
Sounds like she's enjoying it. How is she enjoying her time on the volleyball team?
She's really enjoying the whole volleyball experience here. The girls on the team, they've all become good friends. She loves the coach. It's a good experience for her.
Absolutely, and we're right in here on this first game. How do you think we're going to end up doing?
I think this game we're going to get it. We're going to take them this time.
It's time for our first win.
It is time.
Back to you at the booth.
All right, thank you very much, B. Just about 7 seconds to go. That was nice to hear from Batchelder's mom in the audience tonight, visiting out of Quincy.
Speaking of Batchelder, she's back on the court still looking at that thumb, feeling that thumb, but you don't see any grimace on her face. A very tough girl, and I'm sure her parents are quite proud.
19-15, fans, the Penguins trail in game one. This service to the back left corner to Jones. Jones unleashes one. It's bumped up by Menlo. Over to the right side, now the Penguins pick it up, Rulin. Into the middle set. Over to Jones, who fell over. Now over to the left side. Jones gets it across diagonally into the back row. Uh-oh, this is trouble. Saved by Moon. No, that's Reigns. Straight up into the air. The Penguins somehow saved it after Reigns almost did a stage dive into the scoring table. Reigns bumps it up. Uh-oh, trouble, and the Penguins somehow get a hold of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Ball's alive into the net, and the DUs get the point, and the Penguins worked for that one, the longest rally of the night.
Nice job by Sarah Bain to somehow get that ball across, helped it across, and I think it was the awkward appearance of the ball coming over the net that helped them out. Garcia was caught completely flat-footed, fell backwards as she was trying to hit it, and unfortunately, or fortunately for Penguin fans, the Penguins get the point.
19-16, the Penguins did a lot of work for that one. And after all that, they laid it up there very softly to Amanda Sutter, who dinked it over left-handed and softed it into the front left corner, unoccupied by any Penguins. 20-16 red zone. Here is the service by Bum. Penguins have it on offense. The killer laid in there by the begoggled Sand. Penguins down by three.
Nice job by Sand to go after Garcia there. Garcia again caught flat-footed and unfortunately is unable to come up with it. The ball hits her hands, goes out of play. That's a point to the DUs, and Ashley Sand back to serve. Ashley Sand, number 18, bounces that ball on with the white jersey on. She has the goggles and delivers over there by Garcia. Menlo across. Here's Bain. Bain for Sand. Sorry, Moon. And Moon tries to go hit it and gets a block there beautifully by Garcia. And Garcia, as we were talking about her being caught flat-footed, gives us a so what and hits it in. It's a point to the Menlo Oaks, 21-17.
Speaking of Garcia, she gets yanked. 21-17, fans. The Penguins trail by four in the red zone. The service to the middle back, Rhoda Jones. Left side, Reigns. Off the top of the tape, Reigns. On Menlo's side, Reigns, 21-18. The DU's hanging very tough.
And Reigns, after delivering that point for the DU's, gets yanked. Kelsey Lardner, number six, a sophomore, back to serve.
And one of the best servers on the team is Lardner, and that's why we have her in there. She runs up on it from the corner. That would have been a terrible time for Lardner to put it into the net after I set her up, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Now, but she didn't. It was a perfect set. Now the Penguins get it over softly. Penguins across, Moon helps it. Now another shot over to Rhea. Oh, Falea Lili lets it fly! away and with the biggest hit of the night, 21-19 Rhea.
Goodness, do you think she wanted to hit that one there, Stu? She's been waiting all night for that one. Lets out a giant yell in appreciation. She's fired up with the white headband.
That was a perfect feed on the set, and Falea Lili took advantage of it. Over to the left, Oak set up nicely, letting it fly as Mondrian, but the Penguins are there defensively. Back into the net, Penguins dig it out, helped across Moon. Now just a soft little back set. Uh-oh, trouble! It's wide, and the Penguins get it. It was a wide open front left corner, and the Oaks went after it in a big way. Camille Miller went for the side court shot, and the Penguins are there within one. 21-20, we are going to go to the stands now with DJ Ray Ray.
Brian Sanchez here with Dominican student Alex Sladoff. Alex, the girls are playing tough out there, right in this game down by 1 point. What do you think so far?
The girls are amazing. They're out there, and they're crushing it. And thanks to Coach Stammer, she's an amazing coach. How could they not?
Absolutely right. We haven't won one yet this season. Do you think this is our chance right here?
Yeah, this is our day.
I'm going to put you down in the books for that. Are you good?
I'm good.
All right. Back to you at the booth.
All right. Thank you very much, B-San. That was not DJ Ray Ray. I thought it was going to be.
Unless DJ Ray Ray changed her voice.
No, I'm pretty sure that wasn't her. 21-20. Speaking of DJ Ray Ray, her show starts next week.
Absolutely.
Check the schedule. Her show is called?
It's called Fast Lane. Tuesdays, I believe, from 5 to 6. And then that is followed by What Are You Talking About from 7 to 8.
Fast Lane with DJ Ray Ray. Everything you'd ever want to know about NASCAR and more. You will not believe how much this young woman knows about NASCAR.
She is an encyclopedia.
Yeah. 21-20. I see Mark Alexander over there lying on the floor taking photos. That's sacrificing your body.
It's dedication
for the
right
cause.
There.
Yeah. Okay. Here's Lardner with a serve, trying to tie it up late. Penguins have been trailing. Now they go back corner. Jones dives for it, rolls over the shoulder, can't save it after the, as Hunter likes to say, the punishing kill by Blackney. And 22-20 now, although they have not changed it on the board.
Blackney, a freshman. She is also the tallest at 6'1 out of Napa, California.
Tallest player on the court. 21-20, they still show on the board, although that is incorrect. Rhea now gets it. Saved by Rulin, up off of the antenna. It is now 23-20, and that has not been changed.
And Wirtz was ready for that one. Falea Lili going back, ready to deliver another hit from the corner diagonally there. Wirtz was ready for it. She went up with a good block, and Menlo gets the advantage and gets the point.
There we go. Now they give the Penguins the point. In fact, it's 23-20, and that is correct. All right, they finally got it right on the board. We're a little rusty here, folks. Only our second home game, and now the service by Larson. Angie Larson dumps it in the net. And Hunter, if you were an Oaks fan right now at this point in the game, to see your team put it in the net like that, that would hurt something terrible.
You would love to see, though, if you're a Penguins fan, Rhea Falea Lili back to serve.
Penguins will take anything they can get right now. Oh, Falea Lili with a very deep serve picked up by the Oaks, and I think it was going to be out, but the Oaks took it anyway. Here's the set to Jones softly. Middle row, it falls with a campfire. 23-22, game one.
And who has been the MVP of game one so
far? Yeah, it's been Jones.
Jessica Jones.
Here's Rhea to serve. Good call. It has been Jones. Here's Rhea to serve. Freshman of the year. Falea Lili goes back to that back corner, same place. Here's a short set. Back in your face. Penguins with some massive defense. Oaks, here's Falea Lili. It falls, but it's wide left. 24-22, game point as head coach Daniel Rassi comes up on his feet. Game point.
Not much you could do about that one if you're Falea Lili. Blackney with the really good hit, a hard one. Falea Lili actually diving for it and somehow digging that ball out. Nothing she could really do as far as direction where she wanted to put that ball.
Mondrian to serve, game point. Here it is, fans. Into the row. Middle side, over to Jones, softly, diagonally. Ball down, 24-23.
She puts the team on her back, Stu. How much more can you say about this wonderful sophomore?
Penguins with the serving advantage here is Lachelle Rulin, the veteran. If you want anybody in there in this position, it's Rulin. Wearing the libero jersey, a perfect serve, Rulin. Bumped up. Over to Larson. Now the smoked middle shot. Penguins have it. Jones. Back row bumped up. Jones didn't get much on that. The short set again. back right corner game. Music 25-23, the exact same way the Penguins started against Holy Names. And are we ready? Okay. Here is DJ Ray Ray in the crowd.
The game, what do you think we're going to take to recover?
I think we're going to need to work a little bit harder, and we need to fight faster and just get every single dig. We need to serve better. We need to just bring up our defense so that we can get every single ball across that court so that they can't get it.
The crowd is electric. How exciting is this?
It's super exciting. I'm really stoked to be here, and I really want them to win. And I'm always excited for the games, and they do a really good job.
Back to the – thank you, guys.
Very good, DJ Ray Ray, and I was saying for her to cut it, and you were saying for her to go with it. She did just the right perfect move with 1 minute to go. Hunter, that's just way too much. There we go. And with just a little less than 1 minute to go, fans, Hunter and I just witnessed a 25-23, very demoralizing loss. Had the Penguins pulled that one out, it would have been gigantic. They were coming back so fast. They had so much conviction. Everything looked good. Jones carrying the team, and then just a little bit short.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a tough loss regardless. You know, any loss is going to be tough, but one where you feel like you're really in it, Stu. And I feel like the Penguins were in it. They came out much more aggressively. The communication was a lot better. And what about Jessica Jones? She was everywhere on that. She had, I think, maybe led the team in digs, led the team in points, everything. She seemed to put the team on her back and really put DU in a position to win the game. Unfortunately, Menlo ran away with it.
It's not like she did it alone, because certainly you can't do it alone, but that was a lot of Jones in game one.
Absolutely.
She really showed us what she's got, what she's about. If there was ever a question what Jones is about, it was all right there. I mean, she sacrificed herself over and over and played some very good ball, not just the aggressive stuff, but lots of good touch shots, lots of soft stuff. That bringing us to 20 to 23 points when she went up with the off-speed look like she was going to murder it and then dinked it over the front row for the campfire win. That was a thing of beauty.
Absolutely. And in kills, she led the team. And then in digs, you look at Lachelle Roulon, who has been fantastic at those. She led the team in digs with 5. Rhea Filalili, Samantha Reigns, and Skylar Moon have all come through with contributions.
Game 2 underway. Here we go. Reigns with a serve. This one's out of bounds off the front row. Attempted block by Reigns. Does not work. Check it by Sand. Does not work. Goes out of bounds. 1-0 Oaks after the Penguins had the side out. Advantage in game 2. The service by Selena Bum, the 5'8 junior. Bringing it to Jones. Bumped up. Sand. Missed it. Dug out of the net. Sand missed that completely, didn't she? I don't think she faked it. I think it came right off her fingertips because she simply mistimed it.
Yeah, absolutely. A mistime there. She's good enough to where she can make solid contact with her hand on that ball just off the end of the fingertips, and then that set up Sarah Baines, a little misstep in front of the net.
And the Penguins now are all of a sudden down 3-0, is running for it. Was Bane, the setter. Bane was digging for it, and there were no Penguins in the front row, and it just was softed over by the Oaks. This one, hits Roulon very high in the arms. Bumps straight up. Somehow it is alive. Roulon mistimed that one. Now the Penguins are in trouble.
Look out.
4-0 opening as looks like Emma Oler. No, who was that?
That was Camille Miller.
Pardon me, fans. Miller with the killer. 4-0. Penguins trail in game 2, 25-23 in game 1. And now a whistle as the ball was alive. And that was an illegal shift.
I believe so. The Penguins are looking. Samantha Reigns and Sarah Bain and Jessica Jones all looked at the...
It was an illegal setup. Yeah, illegal setup as the officials right here in front of us, the broadcasting area. 5-0 as the Penguins give up that point for the illegal formation. Over to the right. Digging for it. The DUs pick up their first point after the killers laid in there by Samantha Reigns.
And a much-needed point there by Samantha Reigns. Samantha Reigns with the illegal move there. She said, the ref said, she was on the wrong side. She redeems herself there and fortunately able to get DU a point. And this was a much-needed one here as they trail by 4.
5-1, fans. Jones to serve. They get it back to Bain. Bumped over to Rain. Rhea punch job from the left corner with a right hand. Falling out of bounds. Campfire. Roulon dives for it. but right in the middle of the middle row.
Nice
Penguins
job.
All around, and the ball falls 6-1.
That's a nice job by Menlo, though, to draw the Penguins closer to the net. Nobody was back there. I believe it was only Roulon that was back there, and they just, you know, helped it across over their heads.
Sutter to serve. Throws it up to Rain, to Bain. Rain's to Bain, and that's a good setup. Or Bain to Rain, I should say, as Bain set it. Rain kills it, back left corner, 6-2.
Nice job by Samantha Raines, the true freshman there. Nice hit, and she's going to get some help up front now as Skylar Moon comes in, the other six-footer on this team. You've got all three six-footers on the court now, Sand, Moon, and Raines.
6-2, fans. Oh, here's a kind of a herky-jerky serve by Sand. I don't know, she slid the foot up. I don't remember her doing that last year. But Sand with a very effective serve. Diving Jones after the attempted block by Raines does not work. It went right through her fingertips. Jones tried to serve, save it and could not do so. It is 7-2. At this point in the previous game, it was 7-up. You may remember, fans, the trail. The Penguins trail now by 5. And the serve will be by Angie Larson off to our left, bringing it to our right where the Penguins occupy the northern end of the Conlin Center. A nice save by the Oaks. Jones bumps it. Rain to Bain, back corner deep, 8-2.
And Raines is telling her teammates right now, she said, that's my bad, and it looked like it was her fault because she did get a little too high on that one, a little too rough on the serve, or too aggressive, I should say, not rough. But unfortunately, Penguins don't get the point.
Larson with another netted serve. That's the second of the night for Larson. Perhaps the third. Just the second. Larson's put two in the net as Kelsey Lardner re-enters the game in place of Bain.
Yeah, that's her second one for Angie Larson, the junior out of Orem, Utah.
Raines to serve now. The new get for Gail Stammer. She goes back corner. Back row. Picked up Diaz. Bum across. Lardner with a set. Back left corner. Oh. It was called in and then overruled by the referee. No, the Penguins with the point. All right, the Penguins get it. Boy, that looked close, Hunter.
Absolutely. And it seems like every single one of these are close. And the ones that are close go to Menlo, and the ones that are close for us don't go to us.
And the Penguins got a very close one there, I'll tell you, 8-4. I think that was a gift, to tell you the truth. So the Penguins now back on offense. Rain back row. Set nicely. Left side, Menlo. Rain's got one in the mug there, Hunter. I don't know if it hit her in the chin, but it was awfully close. A big-time overhead slam found Raines up high.
Not her chin, but close. It hit the shoulder right there, and she just got handcuffed on that one. It looks like a very hard hit to the freshman.
9-4. Been all Menlo here in game two, but the Penguins are hanging tough. That's the good news.
Alex Gasologa coming in now for Samantha Raines.
Gasologa in there, first minutes tonight. Back corner. Penguins with a big slam. Two shots by the Oaks. Keeps it alive to Gasologa. Over to Kelsey. To Jessica Jones. She gets it across nicely. Sutter. Left side, Wirtz. That is Stephanie Wirtz. Finds a wall of DUs, but the Penguins' defense knocks it out of bounds on the back. 10-4 is the score.
Maybe it's something about the south side of Conlin that the Penguins like, because they do not look like the same team that they had in game one here in game two so far.
Service into the net by Mondarine, and the Penguins will take it, 10-5. No, there's no cheapies in this league. You win one, you win it fair and square, even if it is a service error by the other team.
Hey, this is NCAA Division II. That's the way it should be. Rhea Filialili back to serve.
Rhea now with a perfect serve into the middle row. Little miscommunique by the Oaks. Mondarine now hammers it across Lardner. Jones, cross court. Oh, man, what a great save by the Oaks. Rhea with a poor bump. Helped over Kelsey. Great play there by Lardner. Heads up. Now over to Gasologa. Kelsey slamming it across is Moon. The Penguins, one of the Oaks falls down. Ends up on the floor. A two-touch called on the Oaks, 10-6.
Good break there by the Penguins. They needed that one to make sure they were within this game. Now with the ball back in possession and on their side, they can go on some sort of scoring run, much like they did in game one. They got to get that mojo back.
Filialili, no, hits the tape and it drops. And if there's been one weakness in Rhea's game in these last two games that we've seen, it's been finding the net off the service line. That should be a gigantic advantage when you have the side out. And there's no worse way to stop the mojo than to pound one into the net when it's your ad. 11-6, Moon, cross court, trouble. Moon comes back in and blocks it down. Penguin point, 11-7.
Just scraped the net right there. Nice job by Moon to get up. Timed it beautifully. Looks like she's going to take a seat now, and Ashley Sand, sporting the goggles tonight, will come in.
Lachelle Roulon to serve. Oh, a miscommunication, and leaning way over to her left was Emelina Garcia, right in the way of number 8, Mondarine. It was Mondarine's ball, and Garcia leaned over. I guess it had side spin. 11-8, the Penguins within 3, and Roulon to serve. A nice one. Oh, boy, that was a great serve. This one's trouble into the front row of the Penguin grandstands, 11-9 fans.
Nice job by Roulon with that serve off Mondarine's hands into the stands, and the point goes to the DUs.
We'll go into the stands with our man on the mic. Here is DJ B.
This is DJ Rayway with Mrs. Lardner, the mother of Dominican athlete, sophomore Kelsey Lardner. How are you enjoying the game so far?
It's going pretty well.
What does Kelsey think of her season so far?
She likes it. She thinks they're going to do well. They played a lot of tough teams in the preseason to get ready for league, so hopefully it works out well.
We haven't won a game so far this season. Do you think tonight's the night for the first one?
It should be. They should win tonight. There's no reason not to.
Okay. And back to the booth. Thank you.
All right. Very good. With just a few seconds to go, that was DJ Ray Ray. That was definitely not DJ B.
They're switching it up on us, Dude. They're trying to send us a curveball or something. The Penguins, though, they do need to get back into this game. They're not out of it yet. A three-point game here. They can get back right in it. They're within striking distance. They have to be able to serve the ball with some consistency, though. Net balls will kill you. You cannot do any net balls when it's this close of a game. Lachelle Roulon back to serve. Number 2, the libero, the junior out of Brentwood, California, bounces that ball, throws it up. And there's the serve. It's a low line drive dug out by Menlo. Nice job there by the Oaks. Blocked in front by the Penguins, and the Penguins get it by Garcia. Nice point there by the Penguins. 11-10, and it's a 1-point game. Ashley Sand and Kelsey Lardner went up for that, and they blocked it after a nice dig there by Angie Larson for the Oaks.
Back to. Thank you very much, Hunter. Good job. Roulon to serve again. Oh, a service ace for Roulon, who has been the catalyst to the big comeback. It's 11 up, Hunter. 4 aces on the board. Now, last game, it was 11 up then. The Penguins were trailing by 5, and now it's tied. Here's Lachelle with another masterful serve into the back corner. Uh-oh, trouble as Gasologa ran for it. It almost ended up in the breadbasket of Chile the Penguin. 12-11, Oaks. But the Penguins have crept right back into this thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, you got to give it. It's a testament to their determination. We're talking to some of the players. We ask them, you know, how confident are you that you can play at this elite level, still not have a win yet? And they say, it's all about heart. We believe in ourselves, and we're going to get it done.
Attow with a big service. Jones with the winner. 12 all. And the Penguins got the ball out of Attow's hands. Lardner to serve. Gasologa out. Samantha Raines re-enters, the 6-foot freshman out of P-Town, Placerville. 12 up, fans. Over to the left side, Jones with a nice bump after the Penguins with a defensive move. Rhea back row, comes flying in on a soft sit over. Oaks in position. Trouble for the D's. Miller helps it. Now Lardner back set. Now Raines lets it fly. Back set Oaks. Bumped up by Rhea. Lardner forward, over to Jones, cross court, a great save by Garcia. Left side, the Penguins let it fall after it came just off the fingertips of Ashley Sand in the front row.
Unfortunately, the Penguins there, another good rally, unfortunately, didn't go the Penguins' way, but you like the communication, you like there's no more stepping on people's toes, there's no more pointing at each other saying, oh, I thought you had it.
Yeah,
they're in sync now.
13-12, Lardner with a bump, Rhea. Off balance, back row. The Oaks pick it up. I think that was a gift. And now, P pounding it into the net is Camille Miller, the 5'9 junior, to tie it at 13.
That was a gift right there. Speaking of gifts, she looked like she just maybe mistimed it, hit it right into the net. And if she hadn't, that had the look of a promising hit.
Jones goes back row. Ooh, a near service ace, but Garcia helps it over now. Lardner bumps it up. Set to Reigns. Rhea back row again. Loose ball, Garcia. Way back there, flat-footed. The Penguins will field it. Oh, man. That was a miscommunique as Jones and Lardner dove for the flat-footed helper. And the DUs gave that one away. 14-13.
Blackney comes back into play. And it looks like Mendoza is going to get her first minute of the game as she comes in for Sutter.
Sutter heads back to the fort. 14-13. That was a Sutter's fort joke, Hunter. Trying to get that one all night. I couldn't figure out how to work it out. 14-13. This serve over to Rhea. Now a forward set. Jones again. High in the arms. Picked up by Lachelle. Set over to the Penguins. A perfect set by Lardner to Falea Lili with the killer out of bounds. 14 up.
And just like that, Mendoza. Hey, you come into the game. The ball's going to find you. Falea Lili found Mendoza and got the better of her. Mendoza's going to take a seat now.
Wow, 1 point and Mendoza's yanked.
Sutter back in.
Here's the serve by Sand. Back row, the Oaks let it fall, and it's in. And after trailing by five early, the Penguins lead by one. Man, service ace, what a time for that to happen. 16-15. Sand with another one from the back right corner. There's that stutter step, and this one is very deep. And wisely, the Oaks let that one fall, 15 up. What a time to drop one out of bounds, at least get it in and try and make it a two-point advantage.
Yeah,
instead, it's tied.
You're not helping anybody if you hit it right out of bounds right away. If you put the ball in play and something happens, you know, make the other team, force them to make a mistake. Something good can happen from that.
Here's Larson, who's had her troubles from the back row tonight, serving. Loose ball off the top of the tape, and the Penguins can't handle it. 16-15 DU. Larson will serve it up again after putting two in the net earlier.
Samantha Reigns with the miss timing there. She went up to get it. She's going to get yanked as DeVries is coming in. But Samantha Reigns went with a missed timing, hit at the top of the net, went right behind him. Lardner tried to save it, and so did Roulon. Unfortunately, they weren't able to.
DeVries, our first minutes tonight. Jones with a bump. Lardner with a set. Left side, Rhea slipped on it. Oh, Falea Lili flailed that one into the back row with all kinds of power behind it. 16 up, and that's the second time tonight, Hunter, that I've seen Rhea get about 8 feet in the air and unleash the fury.
I'll tell you what, they can feel it all the way back in Long Beach, the former Jackrabbit from Pauly making her former teammates proud.
Gasologo with the service ace, 17-16 DU.
How about Gasologo coming in for DeVries? She gets the serve, and she makes a contribution right away.
She serves it again. Boy, she wastes no time back there on the back row. I love it. Playing quickly is Gasologa. Now a live ball. It falls off the top of the tape on Menlo's side. DU's on defense. Back row, Jones. Bumped up Lardner. Left side, Rhea softly. Oh, it almost fell. Boy, that was heads up by Rhea. Penguins on offense. Here it is, softly with the dink. And it falls. Heads up play by Skylar Moon.
What a setup there by Lardner, too, for Moon. She said, here you go. And she went ahead and got it in there. Nice job by the Penguins. And here they've got the consistency. They've got their timing down. Let's see what happens.
Gasologa, two-point advantage, 18-16. She has been masterful. Rolling over her shoulder, digging for it was Jones. Couldn't save it. 18-17. Game two, fans.
Now, don't forget about Menlo. They're a very good team, a very good NAIA powerhouse, and they know that they can play with the Penguins, and they're doing just that.
Mondrian to serve. Off to our left. Penguins by one. Bouncing it six, seven times. Runner. Top spin. Rulin. Bump. Lardner. Set. Rhea. Left side. Oh, brother. That one fell off the tape and was sweet all over the place. And after the kill by Rhea, works. Sticks it in the net. 19-17 Penguins.
A nice gift there from the Southern California native Wirtz out of Chula Vista,
second
California.
Second one of those in that front right corner. She's put right in the net. Wirtz, that hurts if you're an Oaks fan. Here's Rhea with the serve. Lardner bump. Over, that's Moon gets it across, but not much on it. She was off balance a little bit. Softly saved by Gasologa. Back row, loose ball. All over the place, Larson. Penguins now on offense, bumped up. Lardner, left side, Jones. Killer!
It falls! Jones, 20-17.
Jones picking up right where she left off in game one, and the Penguins are feeling it now. They're pumped up.
Timeout called by Menlo. You're listening to NC2A Volleyball from the Conlin Center. Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez, DJ Ray Ray. We're back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Penguins back here. 20-17 in game two. They're down 1-0 in this best of five, but they've got the mojo going. Consistency has been the name of the game. Back with all the play-by-play, the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Hunter. What a great game, too. The Penguins by three, hitting the red zone mark. That is 20 points and beyond. Can the Penguins hold on? They need this one badly. To go down 0-2 would be tough. So Rhea with the serve. Back corner, Gasiloga slid. And Menlo picks it up. Penguins by two, 20-18. Menlo now with the service advantage, and it will go to number 13 is Emelina Garcia. Now, Garcia's been good, but she's also had her troubles tonight. We'll see what Garcia has in store for the Penguins coming up right now, running up on it. Garcia, back row, Lachelle. Kelsey had to help it over. That was a poor bump by Rulin. But Kelsey with a heads-up play, Gasiloga with the bump. Lardner set. Jones softly, just off the butt of her hand, but somehow she kept it alive. Penguins on defense. And what are they calling it? The point for the Penguins after the two touches called on Menlo, 21-18 game two.
Yeah, Wirtz hit it into the net, and then the two-touch committed by Sutter there, and she knew it was her fault. The Penguins getting that point right back that they gave up early. And they're in a good position now.
21-18, here's Lachelle Roulant. She serves it to Garcia in the back row. It's set up over to Larson. Left side, Penguins in the hands of Sand, but it falls on the Penguins' side. And that happens in such a split second. It's really, it's got to be very difficult to actually bump it across with any kind of accuracy, 21-19.
Miller in and Attow in for the Menlo Oaks. Looks like number two, Wirtz, is going to take a seat.
Attow got the start tonight, but hasn't played a whole lot of minutes. Here's the service by Attow. Back row, Rhea, bumped up Lardner. Now back to Filialili into the back corner. Now it's bumped by Attow. Oh, this is trouble for the Oaks. Helped over Sand. Good play there, but they were ready for in the back row. 21-19 into the back. Rhea right at her feet. 21-20 in game two.
Now give credit to Menlo. They saw the Penguins are going on a scoring streak when they got to the red zone with 20 points, and they were in a good position. They called a timeout, and they were able to stop that consistency and that momentum the Penguins had.
Here's the service. Rulin bumps it up. Gasiloga into the back row. Look, Rhea helps it from way back there. Not a lot on it. Trouble. Back right corner. Tie game. And that was a great play by Menlo. The Penguins were off balance. They set it up to Menlo perfectly, and they really took advantage of it.
Now, this is where Gail Stammer's going to tell her young Penguins, hey, do relax, relax. It's still tied. You're not losing yet. You're okay. Get back on the horse and just play volleyball.
Service from Menlo. Running up is Attow, and she serves it deep. 22-21. And Coach Rassi's back there with his hands to the ceiling. And I don't know if you want your coach in your face like that.
No,
wait a minute.
Wait, they gave the point to the Oaks.
How could that? What happened? Hold on. The referee's right in front of us now. And they're calling it in favor of the Oaks? Everybody in the place thought it was deep. And we're trying to get an official word now. Oh, it's another illegal shift on the part of the Penguins.
And the Penguins cannot afford that right now,
oh,
Stu, at all. That was a blatant mishit there by the Oaks. It went out of bounds. It would have given the point to the DUs and put them a point up. Instead, the illegal shift, and Gail Stammer's getting an explanation now, but the illegal shift puts the Oaks in the position with the ball back and a point.
So the referee's now talking to Gail Stammer right in front of us, within 3 feet of us here in the broadcasting area for the technicality. And what's going to happen? They're going to keep it the way it is, 22-21. The Penguins with two illegal shifts in game two coming down the stretch. This one is a killer. And after the miss serve by Attow that would have given the Penguins the point, well, now they call it 21-21. It's just a replay, just a redo, Hunter. Well, you don't see that very often. And the Penguins take advantage of it, and Sand with a killer. So they took the point off the board, made it 21-all, gave it a redo,
which I have never seen in NC2A volleyball.
The Penguins made it count, though, which is the biggest factor right there. Nice job by the Penguins.
22-21, and here is Lardner with the serve. And the service ace as the ball ends up in the broadcast booth. 23-21.
Well, we're going to have to get an explanation on that shift problem sometime after this game. 23-21, fans. But right now, the D is with the advantage. Here's Lardner. Penguins have not won even a single game at home yet this year. They're looking for their first game win. We'll worry about the match later. Ball's alive. Menlo's got it. Garcia. Left side high is Mondrian. Oh, with a great save, and the Penguins got it in the net. Dugout. Trouble. Dead ball. 23-22 Oak Point.
Nice try, though, by the Penguins. Unfortunately, they got a little too mixed up there. They'll discombobulate it, if you will. And the Menlo Oaks took advantage of that with just a simple help across. Now that it looks like a timeout here by Gale Stammer's Penguins.
Timeout call, fans. We are back in 42 and a half seconds. NC2A volleyball, Penguin style, radio.dominican.edu. Alright, fans, we are back. 23-22. It couldn't be much closer. I guess it could be 23 all. But the Penguins would prefer it to be 23-22. And yours truly as well. Stuart Horn, Hunter Hornstein, bringing you game two. Brian Sanchez, he's here. DJ Ray Ray, she's alongside. Sure, we're going to hear from both Brian and Ray Ray coming up in games three and four. Should it go that far? And the serve by Menlo's number nine, Selena Baum, goes deep. Game point, 24-22. The D's need one more. And who's back there to serve it from the corner? Jessica Jones.
The MVP of game one.
A perfect serve by Jones. Over to the left side, Baum, blocked. Penguins alive. Left side again, Baum. Uh-oh. The putback by Mondrian drops, 24-23. You got to win by two.
How about this game, though, Stu? Unbelievable excitement, I should say. I was going to say anxiety. Maybe anxiety on our
both.
Point.
Yeah, for sure.
An unbelievable game so far.
Rain's back in there now as DeVries comes out. Here's the serve by Menlo to Rhea. Bumped up Lardner. Here goes Falealili for the win. No. Bumped up by Atau. Cross court. Miller. Whistle. Cupped by the Penguins. Tie game. 24 up.
Falealili wasn't happy with that call. Chirping a little bit there at the lines. Judge Gail Stammer coming over here to get an explanation. But
she got it. A two-touch called against the Penguins. The judge right in front of us held out the two fingers. 24 up, fans. It was 24-22 a second ago. Menlo has clawed their way back. Left corner. Atau. Over to Lardner. Rhea, left side. Oh, no. It was out.
Just a little bit to the left of the line, and Rhea had a wide open look for that play. My goodness, that one hurts.
That was close. 24, check it, 25-24 in favor of the Oaks. And we are in a timeout, although the clock is locked up. So Hunter and I will be back in about 30 seconds to bring you the conclusion of this one. 25-24, radio.dominican.edu. Oh, my goodness. 25-24, Menlo. This has been a crazy ride, fans. 25-23 is a final score in game one. These two teams evenly matched, I dare say. Here's the service. Game point on the line, Mendoza. Mika Mendoza runs up on it, bumped up Lachelle. Lardner, Rhea, softly, cross court, still alive. Oaks in control. The Penguins now on offense. Lardner back over to Faleolili, off balance, got it across nicely with a lot on it. Oaks are right there to field it. Lachelle with the bump. Lardner with a back set. Good play there by Sand. Check it, that was Reigns. Oh no, and now the killer goes down by Menlo. That was Mondarin with the killer. Final score, game two, 26-24. The Penguins so close, Hunter. A two-point game, two games in a row?
Absolutely, and this is, if anything, just one of those heartbreaker losses. You had the game, you were up at four at one point in the red zone, 20-17, unable to come back and close it out. You got to give credit to the Menlo Oaks, though, for clawing their way back, but still, this one hurts for every single DU Penguin out there. Now you got to turn the page. You get a break here, a 10-minute break, turn the page. You got to win three in a row now if you want to win this match. Not impossible, but certainly you don't want to. And now the Penguins will get started. Here we go. The Menlo's up. Nice block in front by Ashley Sand and Jessica Jones. Menlo's back on the offensive, and they're going to get it in there for the first point of game three. Garcia is the one to get it in there. Garcia, the senior, 5'8", out of Chino, California. Menlo back to serve Jessica Athau. Menlo up again, 2-0 in this best of five. Three in a row for the Penguins if they want to win. Here's the serve in front, set by Lardner. A kill attempt by Jessica Jones has met Menlo.
That ball was struck plenty hard. The Menlo girls just got up, got their hands on it, sent it back where it came from.
Absolutely, point back to the Menlo. They're up 2-0 and a quick start for the Lady Oaks. Back to serve again, Athau. Dug out by Rulon. Lardner over to Sand, and Sand just got it outside the line on the far north side of the Conlin Center, just outside the line. She had a clear shot for it, unfortunately wasn't able to come through, and the Penguins fall down 3-0. There's the serve dug up by Rulon. The set helped across by Jones. Jones, yes. Garcia looked like she was trying to dive to save that ball. Head coach Brian Rasse thought he did. She did, I should say. But Jones was able to help it across, get the point for the DUs, and they are on the board. 3-1, Menlo leads. Jones to serve, a low line drive, hit there by Garcia. Athau to looks like Miller, and Miller puts it away, 4-1.
That ball was just crushed right there. There's nothing they could have done about that. That was smoked.
Absolutely. Back to serve, number 9. Bum, dug out by Rulon. Lardner over to Faleolili, the freshman PacWest player of the year last year, hits it over but gets it blocked there by Menlo. Menlo helps it across to DUs. In front of the net is Lardner. There's Faleolili one more time, and it's in. Nice job by the former Jackrabbit.
That's the kill they've been waiting for from Rhea all game long. Finally got it in there. Let's keep them going.
From the far side of the Conlin Center, across from us, Rhea Faleolili. The Penguins back on the south side of the Conlin Center. Menlo back to Sir. Excuse me, Menlo got that point. So they went up 5-1, and now they just got another one as Kelsey Lardner tried to block it and went off her hands out of bounds.
More unforced errors there. Those are the things they can't afford if they're going to get back in this match.
6-1 now, a 5-point deficit, and Menlo has gone on a streak here.
They've jumped out early on this one.
Absolutely.
Five.
Number 9 again. Bum back to serve. Rulon to Lardner in front of the net. Helped across, but blocked in front by Menlo. And looked like Sutter there tried to block it, and she did. Ashley Sand, number 18 for the Penguins, tried to help it across, a little easy touch over there, but Sutter was right there and blocked her. Sutter at 5'10 had no problem meeting Sand at the net. Here's Reigns. Nice job by Menlo to get it out of there. Menlo now on the offensive, hits the net, but still dug out by Rulon. Here's Gasilaga, who just entered the game. I'm sorry, she started the third game, I should say. Gasilaga. And again, miscommunication, mistiming,
That one just hit off the outside of her hand, and it didn't even reach the net.
And the Penguins get a break here as Menlo went back to serve, and Bum hit it right into the net. The Penguins get only their second point. They trail 8-2. Gasalaga is going to take a seat, and then comes Rhea Falea-Lili. Back to serve, number 18, sporting the goggles tonight, is Ashley Sand. Ashley Sand is the junior six-footer. Stutter step. It's a low liner over. Dug out by Garcia. In front of the net is Sutter, and Sutter puts it away in front of Kelsey Lardner.
It just seems like every ball Menlo's hitting right now is finding a spot on the court where people can't get to it.
And after a win like they had in game two, Menlo I'm speaking of, it looks like they've got everything going for them. Obviously down 20-17 at one point, then down 24-22, and they claw all the way back and shut out and win and beat the Bruins, my old high school team. They beat the Penguins, unfortunately.
Well, it seems like every Dominican ball is just out and every Menlo ball is just in.
Absolutely. When it, you know, when things are going bad, things are going bad. 9-2, back to serve as Menlo. They will. Here's Reigns in front of the net. Tries it. Nice diving stop over there by Athau. Athau over to Miller. Miller hits it out.
Finally, Menlo hits one that just goes out. That's what's been happening in Dominican.
Yeah, Miller just hit it out there for Menlo, the Oaks. And the Penguins get the point 9-3. Samantha Reigns, the true freshman, smacking that ball very aggressively back to serve, sporting the white headband. She will. Dug out there by Athau. Athau sets it up for Blackley. Blackley, nice job by the Penguins. Here's Falea-Lili. Falea-Lili blocked there. Nice job by Menlo. They set it in front of the net. Hits the net. Goes over. Samantha Reigns. Here's Lardner. Reigns one more time. Nice job by the defense of the Oaks. Menlo on the offensive just hits it just outside. Number 15, Camille Miller. A little too much mustard on that one, and the Penguins get another point, 9-4. And right now, Menlo is just handing the DU's point. We'll take it either way we can. Samantha Reigns back to serve. She will. Nice job there by Athau to dig it out. Here goes Menlo, and here goes Mondrian, and Mondrian puts it away. She says, enough of this. I'm going to do this all by myself. She got a nice set there by Athau, and then she put it away.
That was another break for Menlo. Hit off the top of the net, fell right in front of our girls.
The Oaks up 10-4 now. And back to serve is the junior, Angie Larson. Larson, who has been hitting the ball into the net of late, at least this game, hits the top of the net, and it probably helped her. Oh, nice save there by Lardner. Jones back over to get it to Menlo's side. Nice job by Larson. Larson tries to set it for Mondrian, and Mondrian, yes, they're going to give the point to the Oaks, and the Oaks didn't think that was in at first, and they get it. They end up getting the point.
Oh, the girls on the court do not look like they thought that was in. Coach Stammer talking to the ref again. Maybe she can convince her to change her mind once more.
Now, the lines, the head ref up on top of the ladder is saying that a Penguin touched it. She tipped it while it was going out of bounds. So by that definition, that makes it a point to the Menlo Oaks. Lardner back to serve. Larson back to serve, I should say. Here comes Falea-Lili, blocked in front of the net, and it goes right out of bounds. Point to the Penguins, but that's a little discouraging if you're Falea-Lili. You've been doing well so much in that corner there, that diagonal hit, and that's been her bread and butter. And when Menlo's blocking it like that, sure, you'll take the point, but it looks like they're on to Falea-Lili's tricks. And Falea-Lili, by the way, is going to take a seat.
Yeah, it looks like they got it figured out in that corner trying to contain her.
Gasolego back to serve. She will, dug out by Athau. Larson back to Athau, sets it. Nice job by Gasolega to dive for it. Samantha Reigns somehow clears the ball back over to Menlo's side. Here's Lardner. Larson, I should say. Menlo unleashes, blocked by Gasolega. Lardner to Moon. Moon tries to help it across. Rulon says she's got it. Lardner to Jones. Jones high, and watch out. It goes into the scorer's table. Point to the DUs, and a nice job by Jessica Jones to really put the heat on that one and send it into the arms of Mondrian. And Mondrian just tried to put her hand up basically to save her face. The ball went high into the air and sailed out of bounds. So that's going to be a point to the DU's, 11-6.
So much credit on that one has to be given to Gasologa for that save she made in the back corner. That was just tremendous.
Absolutely. Keeping the play alive, no doubt. And speaking of Gasologa, she will go back to serve. Number 7 for the DU's. No running start, just a flat-footed. Here's Menlo on the offensive. Lardner in front of the net, tries to save it. Reigns now, hits it back over. Menlo in front of the net. There's Athau. Athau hits the top of the basketball hoop as Gasolaga tried to save it. She did, but it hit the top of the basketball hoop, and the basketball hoops here at the Collins Center are in play. It hit the basketball hoop and went straight down. Funny arc. Rochelle Roulon didn't know where the ball was, and it's a point to the Menlo Oaks, 12-6, as they lead by a full half dozen. Back to serve is Atthau. I'm sorry, Mondarain. Nice hit there by Jessica Jones, who hit it to Angie Larson. Larson couldn't handle it. Point to the DUs, 12-7.
Oh, man, Hunter. Jones absolutely crushed that one. The girl just moved out of self-defense, couldn't get her hands up in time.
And Jones, who's only a sophomore, is playing right now like a seasoned veteran. She's been doing a fantastic job of keeping her team in the game. You can make a case for the MVP of Game 1 and possibly MVP of Game 2 as the Penguins serve it, and the Menlos, who set it in front of the net, Larson did, and then it looked like Mondarain tried to hit it out, and it went just too far, and the Go Penguins get the point. It's 12-8.
Nice to see one go out for Menlo, get the ball back that way.
Lachelle Roulon back to serve, the libero. Low liner right, barely over the net, dug out there by the Menlo Oaks. They get it back over to the Penguins, and they're going to give the point to the Penguins. And they're going to say that one of the Menlo players stepped out of bounds, so it's an automatic point, and the Penguins are going to get the serve back.
Yeah, that call is pretty clear. No contest from the Menlo players on that one.
12-9 as Rochelle Roulon back to serve. Menlo, Larson, back over to the DUs. DUs in front of the net. Lardner tried to get it back over to Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones diving and unable to come up with it, so it's a point to the Menlos, 13-9.
And this has been the problem for these girls this year. Just as they start to get on a run and look like they have something going, they have an unforced error and give the ball right back to the Menlo Oaks.
The Oaks libero Garcia back to serve. The 5'8 junior, running start, and it's a good one. Lardner sets for Jones. Jones delivers a nice hit, and it's going to hit one of the catwalks up by the Conlin Center. Nice save by the Menlos, and the Oaks are going to hit it out of bounds. Nice job there by Jones to give a good enough hit to where the Oaks could not do anything with it. 13-10, and the Penguins have crawled right back into it.
Jones has certainly got the fastball working tonight. She's got girls moving in self-defense, and they can't even get their hands up in time to make a play on the ball.
Kelsey Lardner back to serve. She had a couple of key serves in game two. And she will look to continue this nice streak that the Penguins are on as the Oaks are going to wipe down the floor as a couple of sweaty bodies slid across the Conlin floor like it was ice. 13-10 here in game three. The Penguins down 2-0. Needing a win to stay alive and to keep playing at least one more game. There's the serve. Menlo on the offensive. And a nice hit in front of the net there by Bum. Bum and Garcia went up for it. And it was Bum who delivered the final kill blow.
And
14-10.
And we had Jones selling out all over the floor again to try and dig that ball out. She's certainly leaving her effort out on the floor.
Jessica Atthau back to serve for Menlo. Over to Jones. Lardner sets for Sand, who helps it across. Now Atthau. Back over to Bum, and Bum hits it off the edge in the hands of Samantha Raines and Jones. Goes out of bounds. Point to the Menlo Oaks, 15-10, and they're back up to a 5-point possession lead.
That was off the hands of the diving Jones again. Results are going to come, but effort always has to be there, and we've seen it from Jones tonight.
Atthau back to serve once again. Roulon to Lardner. Lardner in front. There's Raines. A big hit. Nice job by Menlo to keep it alive. There's Mondarain. Mondarain met by Roulon. Two-touch called on the Penguins. Point to the Menlo Oaks. 16-10. You can't have those simple mistakes like that. Samantha Raines right now yelling at her teammates, trying to get him going. Lachelle Roulon doing the same. The Penguins need to somehow get some sort of momentum back. And Gail Stammer's just going to call a timeout and have a talk with her team. Brian Sanchez, Hunter Hornstein, the Penguins behind 16-10 here. Radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. Radio.Dominican.edu is the official radio home of Penguin Athletics. Brian Sanchez, Hunter Horn Sr., DU broadcaster tonight. DJ Ray Ray is here as well, doing wonderful production work for us. The Penguins trailing in this best of five, 2-0. They trail this game 3 here, a must-win game for the Penguins. They trail it 16-10, and back to serve is the Menlo Oaks. They're going to send Athau back. She will, and she's going to hit it right out, and a bad serve for the Menlo Oaks. And the Dominican Penguins are going to get a point out of that, 16-1, and they cut into the deficit just a little bit. Rhea Faleolili back in for the Penguins, and Jessica Jones back to serve.
They really need to take advantage of the momentum they just got from that error and put some points together.
Jessica Jones, here we go, into the net, and that's the last thing you needed.
And there goes that momentum right back to Menlo, and Dominican's going to try and get that back now.
And right back to Menlo is right. They get the ball back. They get a point back, 17-7, sending back Bum to serve. Jones digs it out. Lardner sets for Faleolili, who just mistimed it and hits it right into the net, and the Penguins are not looking like the Penguin team that they were a couple of games ago, 18-11 now. As it looks like Menlo is starting to run away with it here. A 7-point lead. Back to serve and into the net for the Menlo Oaks. And the Penguins will take that gift point. 18-12 now.
Menlo certainly keep them in this game. The girls have to take advantage of the mistakes and capitalize and score some points here.
Back to serve is Lauren Clark, another sophomore. She sports number 9. Right hand up, and there it goes. Dug out by Garcia. Here we go, Menlo in front of the net. A big hit there by Bum, and the DUs try to block it. The six-footers, Moon and Reigns, went up, unable to come up with it. 19-12, and the Oaks are coming more and more closer to that coveted red zone. Back to serve are the Oaks. Lardner in front of the net. Here's Reigns, the freshman. She gets it in. Nice job by the rain. The freshman Reigns. When it rains, it pours. DU point 19-13. DU trails.
You can tell she's been frustrated with the way she's been playing this game, and she just took it all out on that hit right there.
Hopefully she can take it all out here as she serves. Menlo clears it in front of the net. Big hit. Nice save by Jones, who dove for it. Back over to Menlo's side. Here we go, one more time. Bum in front of a diving Jessica Jones, and nothing Jones really could do about that. Bum wanted another crack at it, and she got it. She put it away, 20-13. And if DU doesn't do something soon, this game is over.
We've been hearing Bum's name called a lot tonight, and she's just terrorizing DU from the net.
The 5-6 Larson back to serve for Menlo. The Menlo's in the red zone now at 20, I should say. Jones to Lardner in front of the net, set for Faleolili. The Jackrabbit hits it in and gets a point there. It goes in front of the into. It looked like Blackney tried to go up for the block, hit off her hands, went into the stands. Wirtz was there as well, 20-14, and the Penguins are hanging around.
Man, Rhea almost touched the top of the building on that one.
Faleolili is going to get a breather. Gasolaga coming in. You got Gasolaga, Reigns, Roulon, Lardner, Moon, and Jones on the court right now. Gasolaga back to serve, number 7. Didn't see any playing time in the game against Holy Names. Getting a lot now. Blackley with an attempted kill. There's Jones. Helps it across. Diving stop there by Larson. Here's Menlo in front of the net, and they just dink it over. A little help across there. And that looked like Monterine again. And Monterine doing everything right now for the Menlo Oaks. 21-14.
Jones played a beautiful little drop shot on that. Larson just had a fantastic effort to save that one, keep it alive, and get the point for Menlo.
Speaking about Mondrian, the junior out of San Clemente, a Southern California native, she runs up to serve. There's Roulon. Lardner for Reigns. Reigns is just going to try to get it back over to the Menlo side. Larson sets back over to Wirtz, and Wirtz gets it in there.
That was communication issues again. Both girls looking at each other as the ball hit the ground right in between them. They need to get that ironed out and ironed out 22, soon.
22-14, and the Oaks are smelling blood in the water right now. In this must-win game 3 for the Penguins, they're down 2-0. Menlo to serve. Gasolaga to Lardner. Lardner sets it. Looks like Jones. Jones is going to hit it, and a nice job on defense by Menlo. Here's Menlo in front of the net. Help across. Back to the DUs. Here's Jones. Jones, yes, sir. Jessica Jones with a kill. 22-15.
Jones keeping her head up, keeping her play up, and she's just killing the ball right now. They need to keep getting it to her.
Regardless of what happens in this match, Jessica Jones is putting in the game of her life right now, an unbelievable display of leadership by the young sophomore. Back to serve is Lucelle Roulon. She's a junior. She's not a sophomore. And Menlo, in front of the net, will try to kill it, and they will. One more time, Selena Bum, the junior out of San Jose, California, in front of a diving Gasolaga and a diving Reigns, puts the Oaks in position. They're in 23-15 position right now. They lead it as they send back their libero, Garcia.
Bum is just killing Dominican right now.
Garcia, running start, right-hand serve. There's Jones, Lardner. Does her thing with the set. Jones tries to help it across. There's Larson, who ran in front of Bum to get that ball cleared. Reigns, Larson. Lardner, I should say. Lauren Clark helps it across and dinks it right in front of a diving Bum, and Bum unhappy with herself on that one. Lauren Clark, I should say, the sophomore, quite happy with herself. 23-16, the Penguins need to go on an epic scoring run right now. Back to serve is Lardner. Number six runs. There we go. Low liner dug out by Garcia. Larson in front of the net. There's Wirtz. Wirtz. Gasolaga. Gasolaga somehow gets it cleared. Nice diving stop there by Lardner. Garcia. Larson. Set for number three, Sutter. And the block there by Lauren Clark in front of the net gives the point to the DUs. And they got two consecutive points in a row for the first time in I don't know how long. 23-17.
Well, these girls certainly have their back against the walls, but they're not going to show it and put their head down. They're keeping their heads
no
up.
There's no fear in their eyes as Lardner delivers the serve. Dug out there nicely by the Oaks, and the Oaks try to hit it in, and they just missed the outside line. Hit it out of bounds, did Bum, and Bum not happy with herself again. Bum's doing a great job so far. Fortunately on that one, hit it just a little too much. 23-18, point goes to the DUs, and the DUs are back to serve. Kelsey Lardner. Dug out there by the Oaks, and there's Bum one more time. Nice job by Lachelle Roulon. Jones helps it across. The Oaks on defense. The Oaks in front of the net now. There's Bum one more time, and it hits off of Jessica Jones's hands, goes out of bounds. 24-18, game match point.
Her name may be Bum, but she's no slouch. She's all over this court right now, and she's slamming every ball into the ground.
Wirtz will take a seat. Larson will take a seat. Number five, Athau, comes in, and she's going to serve it, but before they are able to do that, Gail Stammer calls a timeout. We'll be right back. He's Brian Sanchez. I'm Hunter Hornstein. You're listening to DU Volleyball on radio.dominican.edu. Black and yellow playing over the loudspeakers here at the Conlin Center. The battle cry for the Penguins, if you will. Their colors are black, yellow, and white. Live back here at the Conlin Center, Brian Sanchez, Hunter Hornstein, your DU broadcasters for tonight. DJ Ray Ray is here as well.
Well, it's come down to the final point for Dominican. It's time for them to make their comeback.
Menlo with the game on the line. There's the serve. Here's Jones. Jones, nice dig out there by Miller. In front of the net are the Menlos, but the Penguins are able to clear it. Here's Jones again, set by Lardner off the hands. A nice save there by Jones. Miller set for Bum, but it's a two-touch by the Menlo Oaks, so the Penguins get the point, 24-19. And the Penguins, if they can get it within 20-21, they got a shot here because you do have to win by two.
Well, that's the break Dominican needed right there to start their run, and here it goes.
Absolutely. Jessica Jones, who's had a fantastic game, off to serve. Garcia sets for Menlo. Nice block in front there by Reigns. There's Menlo again. Blocked, but a nice diving stop by Jones. Here's Faleolili with almost a kill. Nice job by Menlo. Diving attempt by Garcia, and it ends up being a point anyway.
And another point gone for Dominican by a diving play by Jones. She's been all over the court.
24-20 now.
I'll tell you what, Dominican sure looks like they got this. They look confident.
DU doesn't necessarily have to win three games in a row, just won three times. Here's the serve, and the Menlo's on the offensive. Nice job by Roulon to clear it. Lardner sets for Faleolili. The Jackrabbit hits it to Garcia. Garcia diving stop, cleared there by Athau. Over to Menlo, back to the DUs. DUs now. Lardner, Jones over there to Sutter. Sutter, nice job by the Menlos. And there goes Miller, who hits it right into the net. And now they're giving DU points, 24-21. The Penguins are within striking distance. And Menlo head coach Daniel Rassi doesn't like what he sees. He's going to call a timeout. When we come back, game three, coming down to the final points, 24-21, DU trails. Radio.Dominican.edu. Radio.Dominican.edu live back from the Conlin Center. Hunter Hornstein, Brian Sanchez, and Sanchez. Brian, let me ask you, the Penguins trailing 24-21 now, but they have climbed all the way back from a five-point deficit.
I'll tell you what, this is exactly what Menlo did to us in the last game, and Dominican's trying to come right back and steal one from them.
And Jones to serve, and it ends on a serve into the net. There is no other way that game could have ended more horribly for the Penguins than it did just there. Jones, who had been unbelievably so great for the Penguins all game long, all match long, serves it into the net for the final point. Menlo wins 25-21, and an absolute heartbreaker for an NCAA Division II team as they fall to NAIA CalPAC Powerhouse Menlo College in a straight sweep.
Well, Menlo played their hearts out tonight, and Dominican gave it their best shot, and too many errors in the end cost them.
Well, fans, unfortunately, there's no other way to say it, but the Penguins aren't able to come out with the win, and a very dejected team right now walks back to the locker room. They did have some good runs in game one and two, unfortunately unable to seal the deal in that game two, and that right now is the glaring point. The Penguins fall here in three and drop their record now to 0-7. They will take a break, and they will come back next week ready to go again, hopefully with this loss behind them. For Brian Sanchez, I'm Hunter Hornstein, also for DJ Ray Ray and our producer Stuart Horn, our boss Brad Van Alstein. We say thank you and good night. Stick around, DU listeners, because at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock, DU student programming is resuming Loose Lips with DJ Lucky on the air at 9 o'clock, so we hope you stick around for that. Have a good night, everybody. Be safe.